You see it?
Yeah.
Your friend strapping in, getting in the car. Is my ass in the right seat? But all this gets channeled to that fucking second.
See, he's somewhere else, but I'm...
Right. But still, all the noise is the cloud that you've got to shed. If he goes with you around that turn at 180 miles an hour, you think you're going to give a fuck about him?
Right.
You don't have the energy nor the focus.
No, that's what I was saying. So if you watch...
Right. Go ahead.
I can't be thinking about what he's saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing that's important that you've got to understand is the timing.
Yeah.
Time is of the essence at that point.
For sure.
In other words, you're going to get to a point that no one else can get to, and no one else you can share it with. This is the moment in time, and do you have the wherewithal to do it? That's what speed is. You gotta blank out everything else, Victor. I've been in race cars, I've raced them, I've raced motorcycles. You can't fuck around. You just can't. Not if you're testing what you would call speed. Because the reason you want to, you like speed, and the reason you want to create it, it is the most isolated, most lonely place you could ever be. You got time to call your kids? No. You got time to think about anything else? No. Right here, right now. Dip the fucking bike or get out of the race. Downshift correctly into the turn. Feel the wind, feel it all. Otherwise, get the fuck out of the race. Do you want to test yourself to that point? Most people don't. First, it takes balls. Second, it takes knowledge. Third, it takes practice. And fourth, or most of all, is to learn it in here. When I went down, you know, on my motorcycle, my whole right side, you know, I busted everything. The point that I'm trying to make is that you got to get back on. And I would have never gone down if I didn't defy gravity. Now, if you're in that state of mind where you're there, you're alone, and you're doing this, you're not defying anything. What you're doing is you're testing yourself, and are you willing to test yourself? Are you willing to call yourself a failure? And what is failure? That you don't go around the corner an 85 degree on a bike, so you go 80. Is that failure? Maybe not, because maybe the previous time you only went out on a 65 degree angle. You know what I mean? The thing is, speed gets you to a place where only you are the judge and the jury. And you can't bullshit yourself. Climb out of that fucking car, you fucked it up, you know you fucked it up. Am I right?
You're right.
No matter what you tell me. No matter what anybody tells you, you climb out of that car, you come off that bike, you know. You know whether you were successful or not. You don't need me, you don't need a crowd yelling. You know. And that's what speed is. Nothing else but that. The car, yeah, you can have a $5 million car, a $100 million car. Yeah, you can have all that. But how is it relevant to you? You're the octopus that's got to put it all together. You got to bring it together. And testing yourself is very dangerous, because if you feel that you failed, you're going to feel like a failure in your life. You're at a point that very few people will take it to. You're pushing that envelope. All this other superfluous stuff, whether you pass a guy, you don't pass a guy, you got a friend. You in that fucking seat. There's only one thing that matters. You and what's out there. That's it.